Les centres d'éducation populaire accusent le ministère de l'Éducation de ne pas tenir ses promesses, de refuser de financer le loyer des CEP, d'abandonner carrément les CEP et de trahir leur mission d'éducation. Les centres...
On Thursday, CKUT went to court, not to the Palais de Justice, but the Centre Lorne in Pointe St. Charles. That community center played host to a popular tribunal, one in which community groups took their landlord to trial, with theatrics, laughter, and the chance to tell their story.
So today we're flipping the script. We're doing a popular tribunal where this time around we're the ones bringing the CSSDM and the Ministry of Education to court so that they honor their contribution to what popular education is, which is what we do every day.
Xavier Philippe Beauchon is the spokesperson for l'Intercep, a group of six popular education centers in Montreal. Three out of the six are being sued by their landlord, the CSSDM, after they launched a rent strike against the Montreal School Service Centre.
We think it's really a sad situation that the Ministry of Education, which recognizes the importance of our mission, won't give us the money to do it properly because we do our operations in buildings that belong to the CSSDM, but we don't have any money to cover our rent or do any of the maintenance work in these buildings.
He says that before the changes, they were in these buildings for 50 years, not only not paying rent, but receiving funding from the school board to support their mission. Things started to change a decade ago when the Ministry of Education cut funding to schools. Beauchon says that's around the time the CSSDM's position changed, from considering the centers as an extension of their mission to a group of tenants who weren't paying their fair share.
They threatened us of eviction back even in 2015 and then 2017 if we didn't sign the lease that they had decided upon, which imposed upon us the rent hike, which we couldn't pay. And we always told the CSSDM and the Ministry of Education that we didn't have the funds to pay this.
The Carrefour d'Éducation Populaire de Pointe-Saint-Charles, more commonly known as just Carrefour, owes the school board more than 60 grand, according to documents from court last December. They started paying rent back in 2022, but stopped about 2 years after, when the fiscal year ended and the money they were counting on from the Ministry of Education didn't come.
And so the Ministry of Education promised this. We didn't have any choice to sign the lease. And then after we signed, after this promise was made, the funding is always lacking. Year after year, we have to fight. We have to go into the street. We have to do some representation. And we sometimes get the money, last day of the financial year. So we have this very, we're in a difficult situation. We can't foresee whether we'll have the funds necessary to honor all of our lease.
Sonia Labelle, Quebec's education minister, was one of the people on trial last Thursday, and she was there in the room. Or rather, a young woman with a severe brown bob and glasses was, sitting next to another popular education worker with a long curly wig, pretending to represent the CSSDM and trying to fend off the education center's accusations in front of an audience of over 100 people.
Pourquoi vous êtes engagé avec nous, mais que vous donnez pas l'engagement au CEP pour le financement des bâtiments?
On s'est engagé avec vous, mais on donne pas le financement.
The judges were two well-known community advocates, Gérald Larose, a former president of the CSN, and Nancy Neem Tan, a social enterprise pioneer. Neem Tan told CKUT the case was a matter of rights.
We heard witnesses talking about how they learned to read and write. They talked how they learned to use new, computers and new technology. These are essential things for adults to be able to live healthy and participative lives. These people have the right to education and to have access to these kinds of services, yes or no?
Education is public, and therefore, why should we pay a rent? We have the right to education, whether we are young or adults.
Vivian Friedman is a member of a knitting group, Les Tricopines. They meet once every 2 weeks at the Carrefour. Knitting is just one of many skills users there can learn and it's members of the community who teach one another.
And I think that's in the spirit of the Adult Education Center, the Carrefour, because the idea is to exchange knowledge, to learn from one another, and to fight for, social rights.
Now, some of the services offered by popular education centers overlap with those of other groups. Libraries, of course, but also the more formalized adult education courses offered through the Ministry of Education. But Jean-Marie said there's a big difference between the government courses and the writing workshop she participated in at the Comité Social Centre-Sud.
Je suis allée à l'éducation des adultes.
When I went to the ministry's adult education courses, I became depressed because I never learned to read or write. My classmates were young adults who'd been in school before and who already knew how to read and write. At the popular education center, I found my place. But services like this are under threat. The Carrefour was ordered in December to start repaying their rent, roughly $3,500 a month. The other two centers have been luckier, only ordered to pay utilities, and these are just interim judgments, as the actual court cases will take years. The Carrefour says that the obligation to pay some $3,500 a month could force them to fire one of their literacy workers, among others.
We do get money for our mission, but we don't want to use that money to pay our rent. It doesn't make sense.
Beauchamp says the education minister did come through with some last-minute funds, but he says they won't stretch very far.
The funding not only wasn't enough, it doesn't allow us to foresee anything good coming in the future.
In a way, the popular education centers are better positioned than many tenants of the CSSDM. The Francophone School Service Center has raised the rent and evicted dozens of community organizations from its buildings over the last few years. The Centre William Higston and Park Extension and the Ansick Community Center are just two high-profile cases of repossessions, forcing community groups to scramble for new premises. Still, Beauchamp remains optimistic that L'Intercept will escape that fate when they go to court for real.
We're confident that it won't go to this point. We're confident that we won't be evicted. The popular mobilization around the centers is very strong. And we have some strong legal arguments to make so that the centers aren't closed. The impact would be catastrophic if ever it was going to go to that end.
We will keep fighting until the Minister of Education will provide money for rents and maintenance and that we don't have to touch to the money we receive for our mission.
The CSSDM wouldn't comment on the court cases, but told CKUT in a statement they don't receive any funding for their supplemental buildings. CKUT also contacted the education minister's attaché de presse, but did not receive a response by the time of airing. For CKUT, I'm Jules Buchel with the Local Journalism Initiative.